course, firstly, can you tell us how Sandilands is as far as you're aware?
Yeah, Aaron's got a punctured lung and likely rib damage, so he went straight off the hospital. So not ideal, but he was really courageous how he got up, and it was a big contest. And it was a result of a turnover. He got cut out of position. So, yeah, really disappointing. Not ideal, but you win them and you wear them.
How much did that affect the course of the game, do you think, that?
Look, it wasn't ideal. There's some... We've gone without a second ruckman, banking that Aaron can do a fair percentage, and Alex Pearson. So that's probably debatable in the first place, because we've got John Griffin and... But again, some teams you might think you might be able to handle it better, but they certainly got an ascendancy in the ruck out of that. We tried a few things, mobile ruck and all those things, and I thought Michael Johnson in the last quarter, around the ground was actually okay for us. But, yeah, but look, I'd be loath to apportion that to the issues that we're working through. I think really simply, from my players in and to our members, I was really pleased with our ability... an attitude to compete. So our appetite for the contest was really strong. I thought we started, in a sense, positively, but the same issue we've had 2 out of 3 weeks in particular. Our ability, once it's in our D50, to build the ball and work it out of there, the quick or slow, and kick-ins reflect that as well, has been the real concern. So I know we'll look at entries and all that. At the end of the day, they had 33 from attacking mid, getting it back off us before we could get it forward of the centre. So there's a lot that goes into that mix. We've certainly thought, we've worked hard over summer to give them some methods to sort of be able to get through there. So that involves the ability to hit some targets, good decision making, go to a contest, go to uncontested, switch the ball, 45s. But it's a bit of a common theme. So we spoke as a group afterwards, and we just put on the table that at the end of the day, as coaches, myself and our coaching panel, we take responsibility, because somewhere we thought we delivered a football program that under pressure they'd be able to execute. And typically, in my tenure at the Dockers, we feel we've been able to do that. Whatever people may think or not think, that the facts are indisputable that under pressure, our players know what they need to do and we're able to perform. At the minute, the program hasn't delivered them to be instinctive and make decisions to the level they need to. So we need to keep working on that. It'll be a simple review, really. We're not going to go to contests and defence. We're just going to look at why couldn't we get the ball out of the D50 and defensive mid without turning it over. So that's where it really starts and finishes, and that's all the review will be. Within that, there'll be people not hitting targets, going short when they should go long, not switching when they should. So that's the issue.
Do you have confidence that your players can turn that around in a short period of time?
Yeah. I don't like the word confidence. Confidence is nice to have, but you don't need it. But where does it come from? How does who employs you?
Sorry?
Who employs you?
My employers, yeah.
Yeah, so the AFL, they employ you because they're confident that you can write good, insightful articles that the readers will tune into and get hits on the website. Where does that come from? Because you've been able to produce that and prove that up in the past. That's why they're confident, because you're back. So for us, am I confident? I need to see it on the track. Confidence comes from action and repeated action. So based on the evidence I'm seeing, I don't think I'd walk out of here confident that we're going to be able to do it. What I do know, I believe in my player group. The broad base of leadership, their attitude to improve, they're sitting there hurting. They understand they'll be criticised, but that's the business we're in. But they know when they walk in for the review, rightly or wrongly, we'll have areas to point out where we can improve and then go and train it and try and bring it to life in the next game. It's a simple model, but clearly somewhere in the line there's a disconnect by what we think we've taught them and should be able to do and the realities of what they're producing game day. So to answer your question, that word confidence, it's nice to have, but you don't need it. Where does it come from? Hard work and repeated action and the right action. So, and we'll look to, we can't roll along 0-3. Hayden Crozier played very well 2 weeks in a row now. So people that are performing underneath need to come in. And clearly we need better kickers, people who can execute under pressure and hit some targets, because there's just some terrible turnovers at the minute that are really costly, that are part of it as well.
Tom,
Do you lack enough good kickers on your team? Is that somewhere you're going to have to address the draft?
I don't think we've got to. I'm really loath to sort of be negative about this player group because of how much effort and how hard they work and how committed we are to each other. But we know we need to improve our execution, you know, and we just spoke about individuals have got to take responsibility for that and improve it, because I don't want to be telling them every session. And I think there's a depression during the week. I think Kim Hagdorn said, you know, people taking the blame because they miss shots on goal. It's not what it's about. It's people know. I don't point out blame. I just want to see them at the goal-kicking session going through their routine and practising and improving their method. That's what it's about. And then ultimately, if you do that and you're not good enough, well, you walk out the AFL door thinking, I've got no regrets. So we don't apportion blame. We just want people to work hard and try and improve.
How do you know whether it's the program itself that's not working or the players just not being able to implement it? Like, which
well, we've never been to these levels before of turnover and... So I think ultimately we have to take responsibility as coaches that we haven't delivered. I think there's some player decision making in that and some player responsibility, the ability to execute. But as always, I always start with myself and the coaching panel and our football program. The ultimate measure of your football program is results. So we think we've got enough commitment and player talent to be performing better than we are. So therefore, we need to look at the football program and all sort the chaff from the wheat. There's got to be some players that aren't performing to a high level.
Did you have any other injury concerns tonight?
Yeah, no injury concerns. Unfortunately, we lost Monday in the last session with a calf, which is disappointing, so he'll be a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Yeah, it's a calf strain.
Matthew pulled up okay. He played pretty well tonight, given the conditions.
Yeah, I thought his first few weeks have been super, really. I thought no supply against Bulldogs. I thought it was our fourth highest possession win against Gold Coast and was pretty good. And tonight, with limited opportunity, I reckon he looks dangerous. So, yeah, I think it's hard to judge our forwards as much as they made some blues. It was really sort of centre-back ball use that destroyed our team tonight. And look, they're a good press team. It happens, but we wish it didn't happen.
This is the start of the season. Does that make you think more about team selection, i.e. do you play more kids because of the position you're in at this point?
Yeah, look, I hear the narrative, I hear the story. We certainly feel Langdon and Weller played tonight. There's only so many we've got. Darcy Tucker was emergency. Yeah, so look, we've lost a few of our kids over the last few years. Josh Simpson, suddenly a first-year pick with issues. Jaden Pitt had the heart problem, first-round pick gone. Michael Apnis has been injured for 2 years, first-round pick. Harley Ballack's got the wrist. So there's some contributing factors about what's underneath to pick. And look, we've played Tabernacle a fair bit. Sutcliffe, Neil, Sheridan are all part of Alex Pearce. So... basically, the ones we've got, we've sort of been playing, and Weller and Langdon have been playing. So I think Connor Blakely is the obvious one. He's had a bit of a bad big toe, so he'll return. And we'd like to give... clearly, 0-3, as a ledger, if it slides, it becomes easier decision. But as always, we pick a team of integrity, but I don't think the youth are missing out, contrary to popular opinion.
Do you reassess what you can get out of this season now? You'd spoke about contending at the start of the year.
I don't think I spoke about it. I think the aim is to win enough games to play in the finals, and that's our aim. And I would have thought that's every club's aim. Unless, I know the AFL set rules where only 8 teams are allowed to compete. I didn't think that was the rule. So, and I think realistically we come off winning lots of games of football and only losing McFarlane. So, yeah, we're really optimistic. Unless someone else had a crystal ball that I didn't own. But the results at the minute, 0-3, we need to improve our footy, but I hear where you're coming from. I don't think you have to be a genius to work out if the ledger stays like this. There's going to be a paradigm shift in philosophy. But, you know, we won't get to the rooftops and shout and create alibis and excuses. What we'll do is just pick people and play them.
So Ross, is the expectation still to play finals from here, given the start, or do you not look that far ahead?
Well, I've never spoken about finals. I don't talk about winning and losing. I talk about preparing as best you can and giving yourself your best effort. That's my fundamental philosophy. So, but clearly, everyone's got different philosophies.
Does John Griffin-Lem is an obvious replacement for Aaron if he's out for an extended period?
Yeah, look, we can conduct match committee for this week, but I prefer not to. I think I've dissected the game pretty well. But, yeah, I don't think you have to be Einstein to work out that he's a ruckman that's available.
What's your message then to the fans that might be worried that this season perhaps a bit of a write-off in terms of premiership hopes and whatnot?
Well, I never use those terms. You can't play in finals so you've earned the right. Our aim is to try and go out and win every game of footy we play, then we add up the wins and losses and see where we are. Everyone wants to extrapolate it out. But when we're 13-0, the story's written you're going to win a premiership, and when you're 0-3, it's written that you can't. So that's okay. Just you write what you need to write. Write your own headlines. I'll just continue to coach and work hard.
How do you rate the three opponents you've had so far? Because on form, they all seem like really, really good sides. And you've stayed with them for periods in these games.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's my job to rate the opposition. I think you guys did that pretty well. But in saying that, we'd like to be better. Yeah.
Just Pavlich, there was talk going into round one about Etihad Stadium, the surface. Clearly, and whether he should play at Etihad, you head back there to face North. Does, on the back of how we start the season, it's clearly will be any player as long as he's fit as well.
Look, I haven't turned my mind to it. But you're right, that was on the agenda. So I haven't turned my mind to it. So I think you respect it's been a tough night. It's a disappointing derby. We'll go and lick our wounds and we'll butter up and, you know, we'll try and T1 and T2 and we'll see if we're a presser and we'll butt heads and we'll try and get going. So that's all we can do. All I know is work hard, stick with my players and try and improve. And but I don't think anyone watched us tonight and think we didn't train. To get within 5 points after we'd butchered so much and made so many mistakes, and I was really proud of the way they fought on, and in the end it opened up a bit, but that doesn't faze me. We just need to fix those things I've identified and shared with you tonight. Thanks, guys.
Ross Lyon, heard plenty of coaches' press conferences over the years post-match, and he always, well, certainly in this case, very enlightening and engaging, whether the fans like what they hear. Irrespective, Ross Lyon had that message, and certainly listening-wise, it was fascinating talking about where the Fremantle Dockers are at after a 33-point